if we humble ourselves, if we come before the Lord with a prostrate attitude, if we reduce ourselves, knowing that He is mighty and we are not, He is holy and we are not, He'll lift us up.
Hope has a name. The name has a face. And when you look into His eyes of love, you will never be the same. Your only hope is Jesus. Hope has a name. Yeah.
Hello, this is Dr. Peggy Banks. And I'm here with Babbie Mason. And
hello, Dr. Peggy Banks.
Hello, Babbie. It's so fun being together. And we have invited a friend to join us today, Dr. Janet Blakely, who is a missionary, started out in Belgium. And how many years have you been a missionary?
Well, I was a missionary. I lived in Belgium for a total of 11 years.
Okay.
And was in missions for about 16.
Janet has a background in communication. She's been a professor. She's an editor. Babbie and Janet are part of the TWR Women of Hope Advisory Board. And we are together as part of Hope Has a Name, which is our podcast for TWR Women of Hope. And we are talking through some ideas about prayer. And we're looking at the passage that we have found in Luke, chapter 18. Luke is one of the gospel writers in the New Testament. And he is sharing some of the stories that Jesus would tell. You know, parables are just really stories.
Yes.
That Jesus used in order to illustrate something that he wanted the disciples to know in a way that was going to transform their life. And we looked at Luke 18, verses 1 through 8 in our previous show and talking about being persistent in prayer. And today we're going to look at chapter 18 again and verses 9 through 14. And we're going to talk about what it means to be humble in prayer, to have humility in prayer. Jesus is talking to the disciples today about what it means to come before God with a humility, understanding who He is. And in light of who we are not, right?
Yes.
So we're going to see this passage and two people that prayed very different ways and how Jesus addresses it. Luke chapter 18, we're going to start in verse 9. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Wow, that's a sentence just to start off there. The story.
That packs a punch, right? Doesn't it?
Let me just tell you the story about others that trusted in themselves. Okay. And so Jesus tells the story. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed this: God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Wow, that's a passage that many of us have heard preached in our churches. Babbie, when you hear this passage, you know, what does it mean to be a Pharisee?
Mm-hmm.
What is Jesus saying here, the difference between the Pharisee and the tax collector?
Mm-hmm. You know, Peggy, this and Janet, happy to see you, Janet. This passage packs so much of a punch. Even the first verse, to some, I'm reading from another version, but it says this: to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable.
Ugh.
And it opens up. There are two people involved in this story. Mm-hmm. And both of them have issues with sin. Here is a Pharisee who is a self-righteous person.
Right.
A religious person who obeys all the rules and the regulations and the do's and the don'ts of the law. And he is a self-righteous person, meaning his righteousness is in the things that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And we think, oftentimes we think that this is how we please God, by checking off the box, you
yes.
know, all ticking off all the do's and the don'ts.
Yeah.
And then here is a tax collector who knows, I'm undone. There's nothing about me that deserves anything good. And he comes into the temple with the right attitude. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I get out of this passage is humble thyself. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. You know, growing up in a neighborhood where I had lots of neighborhood kids, it was like, you humble yourself or you be humbled. You humble yourself or you're going to get humbled. You humble yourself or I'm going to help you be humbled. You know, that's the voice of my mother,
yes.
You know, in my right ear. Mm-hmm. You humble yourself or I'm going to help you be humbled.
Yes.
I think that's one of the lessons that we can get out of this is that if we humble ourselves, if we come before the Lord with a prostrate attitude, if we reduce ourselves, knowing that he is mighty and we are not, he is holy and we are not, he'll lift us up. He'll exalt us.
Yes.
And that's the attitude that he wants us to approach him. He wants to bless us, but he wants us to have the right motive, the right attitude, the right heart.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great.
That really speaks to me, Babby, because even as a missionary, I can remember my first couple years on the mission field in Belgium, and I'd be working with my fellow missionaries, and I thought, well, how come they're not all at the prayer meeting? Well, how come it's just me and one or two others? And I started to get that self-righteous, hey, I am more holy than they are. They're not at the prayer meeting. And that was such a temptation from the enemy to think that I was doing anything better. Mm-hmm. And as ministers, we have to be so careful because we can think, look at us, we're up there, we're preparing sermons, we're doing all these kind of things, and yet who are we doing them for? We say, oh, for the Lord, but our fellow ministers will humble us as well, because if we start to appear self-righteous, which we may be, it's a great temptation. So I can remember that, and I think of what the scriptures say also in Matthew chapter 6, and it says in verse 5, and when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into thy closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to the Father, who sees in secret, and the Father who sees in secret shall reward thee openly. And again, I have to, as a minister, as a missionary, continually remember that don't think more highly of myself than I should. Mm. In prayer, in the secret place with the Lord.
Mm. And that's a real challenge in a me first kind of a culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I got to have my say, mm-hmm. you know, and in the face of, you know, all the movements that are, you know, that are being shouted online, you know, it's all about me and what I want, and I got to have my say, and there's nothing, you know, there's no disrespect to that, but we do all things through the filter of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to live a life that pleases him.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make him look good. And I want to, in everything that I do, I don't want people to see me. I want them to see Jesus in me. Mm-hmm. I really want to make him look good here in the earth. That's how I equate the giving glory to God. We always talk about giving glory to God. I want to make him look good here in the earth. Mm. And there have been times that you know, I've tripped over myself, you know, trying to make Babby look good quickly. I remember a time when I sang in this big conference and there were indoor pyrotechnics. I mean, it was just all the glitz and glamour on stage. And when I got off the stage at the end of the song, I stepped down the stairs and there's my little 3-year-old son who was standing there with his little legs crossed. And he said, Mommy, Mommy, I got to go to the bathroom. And the Lord showed me, this is your life. Mm-hmm. I will exalt you if you serve me. Mm-hmm. I'll make you look good if you make me look good. Mm-hmm. And I always remember that I want to make him look good. Mm-hmm. If it means you're stepping down, go backstage, take a little one to the bathroom, do it all to the glory of God.
Amen. Well, I want to keep talking about this topic, and maybe what we can do is take this into our next show, even talking more about humility and prayer, what that means, because one thing we don't want to miss here is that Jesus is pointing out how the Pharisee is speaking to God. You know, we can talk about things here, and we can talk about here we are broadcasting these podcasts, and we're talking globally, and we're going out on the airwaves, and you're on the stage, and you're as a missionary, but it all comes down to our personal time with God. We can say and sound really good to the public, all these things, but Jesus is pointing out here that this Pharisee is talking to God that way. God, I'm this and I'm that and I'm, you know, I'm not this and I'm not that. You know, look at me, to God. How are we talking to God in our time of prayer? You know, what are we saying to him? So I want to talk about that a little bit more, because the Pharisee's prayer was concerned with telling God what a good man he was. Telling God that. You know, it's easy for us to say, I'm not going to tell Janet what a good person I am. I'm not going to tell Babby, singer-songwriter, what a great person I am, you know, because I want to be humble and I want her to think of me as humble. But maybe when I'm with God, I tell him how great I am. You know, that's what Jesus is saying here. And I love that, because he was using other people. The Pharisee was using other people as his standard for righteousness, right? So I'm better or because I'm not like that person. I'm not like that person. I'm not like that person. When really our standard for righteousness is God, is Jesus.
And you know, really the Pharisee was even worse off.
Yes.
He was even worse off than the tax collector, right, because of his self-righteous attitude.
Right, right. He's worth nothing. You won't even go home justified. It was the person who had nothing, the tax collector, that was more humble before God, understood God's mercy.
It was like a boastful spirit. He like, yes, look what I can do. And we're not supposed to do our good works even in that kind of a spirit. It's, you know, here I am, Lord, you know, ready to serve you. How can I serve you? And not to be boastful of anything that maybe God does allow us to do.
Yeah. So I just want to close our time now for our listeners and for our own hearts here. Our friends, Babby, who's a singer-songwriter known globally, Janet, who's been a missionary and serving God on the field for so many years, you know, myself, who's been counseling, gone to seminary, have degrees. You know, who are we really when we come to God? How do we pray before him? Are we really humbled in our hearts and needing God's mercy and grace every single day? And maybe you as a listener, you know, I want to encourage you at that, in that same place. You know, I want to ask you those same questions. No matter who you are in ministry, no matter what you've done, or you're just starting out, it all comes down to who Jesus is and how does our life measure up to the love and the patience and the joy and the truth that we find in the Gospels. So we just want you to be encouraged today to know that God sees you, he loves you, and he wants us to come to him with a humble heart. God bless you.
This is Babby, and I want to thank you for joining Peggy and me for Hope Has a Name. If you'd like to connect with us and continue the conversation, I invite you to write us at babby@twr.org or peggy@twr.org. Hope Has a Name is a product of TWR Women of Hope. God bless you, my friend, and thank you so very much for joining us.